Ready? Okay, good morning. We're doing Rosh Hashanah Daf Hey today. And we're starting at the very bottom of Daf Dalet Amud Beis. We had said that Rav Elazar, who was it? Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. We wanted to understand why there were two Tanaim, I think. Rav Meir and Rav Elazar and Yaakov. Rav Meir and Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, we had said, learned Baal Ta'acher from other psukim, and so therefore the Gemara was left not understanding what they do with the pasuk b'chag hamatzos, b'chag hashivos, b'chag hasukos. All the other Tanaim learned their sources for Baal Ta'acher, for the three regalim or one regular or chag hamatzos, whatever, or chag hasukos, whatever it was, from the extra pasuk b'chag hamatzos, b'chag hashivos, b'chag hasukos. But there were two Tanaim who learned Baal Ta'acher from other psukim, and so we were left wondering, what do they do with the pasuk b'chag hamatzos, b'chag hashivos, b'chag hasukos? And so we explained that it's for the halacha of Rabbi Elazar Amar Rav Oshia, who taught us that the source for tashlumin on Shavuos, the fact that if you miss the karban chagiga on Shavuos, you have an extra 7 days to bring it, that is learned from the pasuk b'chag hamatzos, b'chag hashavuos, b'chag hasukos, where we made a hekesh of chag hashavuos to chag hamatzos. We asked, why didn't you make it to chag hasukos to give you 8 days instead of 7 days? And we said, tefas mrubu lo tefasta, tefas nimu lo tefasta. So then the Gemara says, o lamai yuchas ha-kasvei rachman al chag hasukos. So if the whole point here was to learn the tashlumin for Shavuos from chag hamatzos, so why does that pasuk have to recite all three holidays? Chag hamatzos, chag hashavuos, chag hasukos. Chag hasukos is superfluous. You don't need that in the pasuk at all. And the Gemara says, lakushei chag hamatzos, to compare chag hasukos and chag hamatzos, ma chag hamatzos ta'unina, af chag hasukos ta'unina. But just like chag hamatzos, Pesach, after you bring the karbanos, on the first day of Pesach, you're not supposed to leave right after Yontif. You have to sleep over that night into the first day of Chol HaMoed. So too, chag hasukos, the same halacha applies. You can't leave that night, Motzei Yontif. You have to sleep over in Yerushalayim into the first day of Chol HaMoed. Then the Gemara says, v'hasa minoan, and what's this? So that's how you learn that chag hasukos is like chag hamatzos, in that lina is required. You have to stay over the night. But how do you know that chag hamatzos itself, that on Pesach itself, lina is required? Dechsev, the pasuk says in the context of Karban Pesach, which is exclusive to Pesach, obviously, ufanisa baboker ve'alachta alecha, that next morning you should go home. Right? You turn away in the morning and go with your tents. And Barashi explains that this can't be talking about that same day, that after you do the karbanos of Yontif, you should immediately start going home, because there's a chiyuv le'ros ba'azara, there's a chiyuv on the Yontif itself to still be in the azara. And so if the pasuk's telling you that in the morning you should go, it must be teaching you that you should wait over that night and then go home. Good. Now, if that's the case, we just learned that tashlumin for Atzeres, tashlumin for Shavuos, the fact that you have an extra 7 days to make up your missed karban, is learned from chag hamatzos, chag hashavuos, chag hasukos. There were other Tanaim, meaning the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, that learned that pasuk to teach you Baal Ta'acher. So where did they get the halacha? Where did they derive the halacha of tashlumin for Shavuos? The Gemara says, v'tanakama of Rabbi Shimon, tashlumin Atzeres mino lahu. Where do they learn the tashlumin for Atzeres? If you missed the karban chagiga on Atzeres, you get an extra 7 days. Nafka luhu, they learn it midatani Rabba Bar Shmuel, from the teaching of Rabba Bar Shmuel, detani Rabba Bar Shmuel, because Rabba Bar Shmuel taught the following. Amra Torah, minei yamim v'kadesh chodesh. The Torah says that you should count days, in other words, and this Rashi points to a pasuk in Bamidbar, ad chodesh yamim, which is actually not in the context of the karbanos of Rosh Chodesh, but at least the Gemara here kind of applies that concept here. As if to say, count the days of the month, and then bring the karbanos that are appropriate for Rosh Chodesh. Right? Mane yamim, count the days, count it by days, they're about 28, 29, 30 days in a month. V'kadesh chodesh, and then do kadesh chodesh, and then bring the karbanos ha-chodesh. And so similar, mane yamim, v'kadesh atzeres. So just like Rosh Chodesh is one day attributed to Rosh Chodesh, you only have one day to bring the Karbanos on Rosh Chodesh because the Chodesh is comprised of a whole bunch of days. You're counting days into Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, on Rosh Chodesh itself, you have one day to bring your Karbanos. So the same thing is true for Atzeres, for Shavuos. Mane Yamim, count days, in other words, count Sfira, and then Kadesh Atzeres, and then you have one day of Shavuos. And so Machodesh Luminu Yav, and so just like the day of Rosh Chodesh that you commemorate, that you celebrate, is based on the days that you count to get to Rosh Chodesh, Af Atzeres Luminu Yav, so the same pattern should apply to Atzeres. Atzeres should also be that you have a chunk of time to bring the Karbanos commensurate to the way you counted to get to Chag HaShavuos. And what's that? The Pasuk says, Shiva Shavasos Tamimos Tiana, that you should count Sfira based on weeks. So it's just like you counted the weeks to get to Shavuos, so just like by Rosh Chodesh, you counted days to get to Rosh Chodesh, therefore you have one day to do your Karbanos Rosh Chodesh. On Shavuos, you counted weeks to get to Shavuos, so you should have a week, that unit of time, in order to bring your Karbanos for Atzeres. So the Gemara then interjects and says, Ema Atzeres Chad Yuma. Why don't you just say then that you should have one day to bring the Karbanos of Chag HaShavuos? Because not only does the Pasuk say, Shiva Shavasos Tamimos Tiana, it also says, Tisbru Chadish Mishim Yom, you should count 50 days or 49 days to get to Atzeres. So therefore, maybe you should really only have one day to bring the Karban on Shavuos. Amarava atu atzeres yumi maninan shvue lo maninan. Are you ignoring the fact that atzeres, you don't count weeks? We do count weeks. Amarmar mitzvah mimne yumi mitzvah mimne shvue. We know that there's a mitzvah to count days and there's a mitzvah to count weeks. When we count Sfira, we say hayom shiva yamim shem shvue chad omer, etc. So since both those elements exist when counting the days towards Shavuot, it's not just counting days, it's counting weeks.
I guess you have to incorporate both.
Which I guess we do by saying, really, the mitzvah is to bring the carbon on the day of Shavuot, but if you miss it, then you have 7 days to make it up, and that's how they drive it. Though, and furthermore, Chag Shavuos Ksiv. If you're trying to figure out which is the determinant of how many days you should bring Karbanos, so it's true, Shavuot is one day, but it's called Chag HaShavuos. So if it's called the holiday of weeks, let's go with that counting and give you a week to make up your carbon if you miss it. Okay, that's the end of that analysis. Now the Gemara is going to turn to an analysis of the brisa that it brought on the very bottom of Daled Amud Aleph, and moving over to the top of Daled Amud Beis, where we said there are a whole bunch of karbanos and a whole bunch of things to which the Isser of Baal Ta'acher applies. Again, Baal Ta'acher said that you have a deadline for bringing Karbanos. You don't just get an open window forever to fulfill your Nedarim and Nedavros and all sorts of other Karbanos and Staka. There's a deadline that applies to all these things. And so, one of the things that it counted, that it listed in that list was Pesach. And if you remember, we kind of glossed over it last week, but if you think about it, it's hard to understand how does Pesach get a deadline of three regalim or one regal or however you count it. Pesach is a chiyuv on that day. Once Pesach ends and you didn't bring your carbon Pesach, it's over. If you were tamei, fine, you get Pesach sheni. But no one ever considered having a deadline of three regalim to bring your carbon Pesach. Carbon Pesach is you get one day to do it. What's going on? So the Gemara says here, Upesach Bar Mikra Bergalamu, is Pesach something that can be brought over the course of a bunch of regalim, over three regalim? Pesach Zimna Kaviale. Pesach has a fixed time. Yudawid Nisan. Iakrave Akrave. If you made the deadline, you made it. If you brought it, you brought it. Vilo Akrave Yitchile. And if not, you missed it. So what's going on? Why are we talking about Karban Pesach in the context of Baal Ta'acher? Amarav Chista. Chista said, Pesach kedei naspa. So this is a funny and kind of weak answer. He says, well, Pesach, he just threw it in there. Because the Braisa there was listing all the other Karbanos, so it kind of, they couldn't help themselves. And they said in Pesach also, because they were listing all the Karbanos. As if to say, the halacha that it was describing there didn't really apply to Pesach, but since we were mentioning all the karbanos, we threw in Pesach anyway. Luckily, the Gemara has a different answer, an additional answer. Rav Sheshet Zamar, my Pesach, apparently, if you look at the Masoras HaShas on the side, it quotes six other Gemaras where this concept applies, where apparently there is a pattern in Shas that where they're listing a whole bunch of things that halacha applies to, they might sometimes throw in an extra thing that's in that same category, that class of things, even though that halacha doesn't apply. I'm sure it's a whole other shir we could give on why that might be. But anyway, Rav Sheshet says the following, my Pesach, Shami Pesach. When we describe Karban Pesach in the context of Baal Ta'acher, we weren't referring to the Pesach itself, but we were referring to those situations where you bring shlamim that are derived from Pesach. What's that? Specifically, Rashi explains, if you designated a certain animal as your Karban Pesach, and you lost it, it got lost, it got misplaced, and you didn't know what to do, you need to bring your Karban Pesach, you don't have your animal, it's gone, it's lost. So what do? You consecrate another animal as a Karban Pesach, you appoint another animal as a Karban Pesach, use that animal. And then, lo and behold, the lost animal shows up after Pesach. So what's the status of that lost animal? So the answer is, that lost animal is brought as shlamim. It's brought as shlamim. So that's what we were referring to when we talked about Karban Pesach in the context of Baal Ta'acher. You now have a deadline of either one regal or three regalim or whatever, whichever tana you use to count it, to bring that animal, that sheep, that lost sheep, as a shlamim. My Pesach, Shalmi Pesach. Ihachi, says the Gemara, Hainu Shlamim. Why did it have to list that separately as Pesach? It already picked up Shlamim in the list. Remember, it said, Achar Mekdeshes Chatos Hashem's Olos Shlamim. This is a classic Karban Shlamim, so we know that you have a three holiday deadline. Why did it have to list Pesach separately? Gemara answers, Tana Shlamim Haboim Machmas Pesach, the Tana Shlamim Haboim Machmas Atzman. It wanted to count shlamim separately. It wanted to count separately the shlamim that come because of a lost Karban Pesach that was later found, separately from the shlamim habayin machmas atzman, from classical shlamim. Salkadaita chamino, because you might have thought that hoel machmas Pesach kasu, you might have thought that since this shlamim, it was derived from a Pesach, it was because it was lost, so therefore ke Pesach damu, it should follow the rules of Pesach. And just like Pesach doesn't get three regalim to bring it, you got to bring it on Pesach. So you might therefore think that the first holiday that it hits, it has to be burnt as a karban, just like Karban Pesach. Kamashmalan, it's just like the other shlamim. It gets all the character, all the rules of shlamim, and therefore you have the regular rule of Baal Ta'acher. You get three regalim. Good. Okay, now what the Gemara is going to do is it's going to derive from the pasuk that refers to Baal Ta'acher. It's going to explain how you would get all these things that we included in Baal Ta'acher. Minani Mili, what's the source for including all these various karbanos in the Isser of Baal Ta'acher? So let's just review the pasuk in Devarim Perak Chaf Gimel in Parashas Kiseitze, coming up in a few weeks, says, Kisidur Neder LaHashem Elokecha, if you make a neder, if you make a vow to Hashem, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, don't delay in repaying it, in fulfilling it, ki darosh yidrushenu Hashem alkecha, because Hashem demands it, me'imach, from you, or from your nation, from you, plural, v'ayah b'cha chet, and you will be over an isser, you'll be over a chet, you have committed a chet, if you delay in bringing the karban. Delay in bringing those things, and then we learn from the Chagamas, Chagashugos, Chagasugos, how long you have it, etc. So now the Gemara says, Minani Mili, how do you know all these things are included in the Yisr Baal Ta'acher? Detan Rabbana. The rabbis learn, Ki Sidor Neder, that's the first three words of the Pasuk, when you make a Neder, Engli El Neder. That teaches you only a Neder. What about an Adava? What about where you didn't just generally vow to bring a karban, but you specified a specific animal as your karban. Nedava minayin, nemar kan neder v'nemar alon im neder o nedava. So here the pasuk refers to neder, but there's another pasuk that says neder o nedava, linking the two. Mal alon nedava imo afkan nedava imo. So that means that in any situation where we're talking about a neder in the Torah, we're also talking about a nedava. So that's how you bring in nedava. Then the pasuk continues and says, "Hashem Elokecha," to Hashem. So Gemara says, "Eilu hadamin va'erchin va'charamin va'ekdeshos." These refer to all sorts of things that are consecrated to Bedek Habayis. Right? Usually, when you can consecrate an animal or an item to the Beis Hamikdash, there are two ways to do it. You could do it to Bedek Habayis, to the general treasury of the Beis Hamikdash, or you could designate it as a karban. So the karban is partly eaten by the Kohanim, right? The things that are consecrated to Bedek Habayis is Kulal Hashem. It's just for the treasury of the Beis Hamikdash. And so therefore these things, Damim, Erechin, Charam, Ekdeshos, are all things that are Kulal Hashem. And that's why the Pasuk, when it says Hashem El Kecha, it's referring to these things. And then the Pasuk says, Lo Sa'acher L'Shalmo, you should not delay in bringing it. Hu V'lo Chilufav. This is referring to it, the carbon itself, but not its something that was switched for that carbon. The Gemara will discuss that later on in the summit. Ki darosh yidrushenu, because Hashem will seek it out, Hashem demands it. What does that mean? Eru chatos v'ashamos olos u'shlamim. These are mandatory carbonos, like carbon chatos, which you have to bring if you do a chet, an asham, olos shlamim, all things that you have to bring. So that's what it refers to when it says ki darosh yidrushenu. Hashem elokecha, the pasuk then says Hashem again. Eru tztakos u'masros u'bechor. These are things that are not necessarily karbanos in the classical sense, but things that are brought to Hashem, to the Beis Hamikdash, to Hashem. That's what that refers. And then the pasuk says, "Me'imach," from your people, from your nation. Zeleka chichal peya. This, as we referred, these were the things we referred to last week. These very various matnos aniyim that the aniyim take. Leket chichal peya. Because Me'imach means your nation, your people, right? The poor people in your nation. That's what refers to. That's what is referring to Leket Shechal Peah. And then finally, the pasuk concludes and says, "Vahaya b'chal chait," that if you don't do this, you will be over a lav. You will have violated a chait. V'lo b'karbanecha chait. Specifically, the pasuk is teaching us here that the chait is in you. You are over a lav. However, the karban itself is not pasul if you bring it after the deadline, right? It doesn't taint the karban. It just taints you. It just means that you get a lav. Good. Now we're going to go back to what was this hu v'lo chilufav thing of switching a carbon. What's that referring to? Amar mar. Lo sa'acher l'shalmo. The pasuk says, lo sa'acher l'shalmo, you should not delay in bringing it. Hu v'lo chilufav. This is referring to the carbon itself, but not to something it's switched for. Chilufei mai. The switching of what? What are we talking about? I chilufei ola u'shlamim. If we're talking about where you had an ola, a carbon that was to be brought as an olah shlamim, and you attempted to switch it for another animal. So we know there's a whole parsha of temura that we say hu v'chilufav kodesh, hu temura so kodesh, that both animals are kodesh, both are brought as carbonos. So mikra of karvi, both of them are brought as carbonos. Of course, Baal Tacher applies to that. It gets the same status as the original animal. So why would you need a separate pasuk to teach you that? And if you want to say that it's a carbon chatas that had been designated, and then you try to swap a new animal or swap a new animal for that carbon chatas that's already been designated, lemisa azla. So then it's not brought as a carbon, but it's brought as misa, but it's killed. So that what Baal Tacher should apply to that, right? Baal Tacher only applies to bringing carbonos to the Beis Hamikdash. Elamai chilufav. What are we referring to here? Chilufei soda, referring specifically to a carbon toda, and if you try to swap a carbon toda for another animal, that's where Baal Tacher applies. Let's see what that means. The Tani Rabbi Chia, as Rabbi Chia teaches us, toda shenis aravat bitmurasa. Let's say you have a carbon toda that's been designated, and then you try to swap that carbon toda for another animal, and you're not sure which was the original carbon toda, and which was the one you tried to swap it for? Which was the non-toda animal? Okay. Umesach. Now, here's the thing. With a carbon toda, you need to bring chalos with it, right? You have to bring these baked the chalos to the Beis Hamikdash with it. And specifically with the carbon toda, but not with anything else. So here you're dealing with the situation. Well, so if you swapped your Karban Todah with something else, so then both of them are Kodesh. Both of them have to be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Only the Karban Todah itself has the Chalos brought with it, but it's no big deal. Just bring both animals together, bring the Chalos, and the Chalos apply to whichever one is the genuine Karban Todah. But the problem that the Braisa is dealing with here is a unique one in that Umesa Achas Man. But now one of the animal dies, and we're not sure which of the animals died. Was it the original Karban Todah, or was it Chiyuv? Was it its swapped animal? So Chaverta Ingla Takana. So the surviving one, we don't know what to do with it, because you're not allowed to bring these Lachmei Todah without a Karban Todah. So if the surviving one is the Karban Todah, you could bring the Lachmei Todah. If it's not the surviving one, if it was the Chiyuv, so then you can't bring the Lachmei Todah, but you don't know which one it is, and so you're kind of stuck. What do you do? So Hichi Levid, so what should you do? Likrava, bring it as a Karban. The Likriv Lechem Bahada, and bring the Lechem with it. Dilma, oh, sorry, now the Gemara is explaining the problem here. Hichi Levid, what should you do? Likrava Likriv Lechem Bahada, if you bring it as a Karban, and you bring the Lechem with it, Dilma Tamurahi. Maybe it's the swapped one. Maybe it's not the original genuine Karban Todah. Likrava below Lechem, if you try to bring this animal without the Lachmei Todah, Dilma Todahi. Maybe this was the Todah and now you're missing the Lechem, that's no good. Vakevan Dilav Basakravahi. So Gemara wants to suggest this is the situation that it says that Baal Ta'akhir doesn't apply. You can't bring this animal as a Karban, because you're not sure if it's the genuine Todah or not. You don't know what to do about the Lachmei Todah problem. So you can't bring this as a Karban. And so that's what the Gemara is telling, what the Pasuk is telling you, that Baal Ta'akhir doesn't apply with this swapped out lechem, with the swapped out Karban Todah. The Gemara says, we already know that you're not allowed to bring this animal as a Karban. Why would you need a special pasuk in the context of Baal Ta'akhir to say that Baal Ta'akhir doesn't apply? You already know the rule. The rule is you're not allowed to bring this animal as a Karban. So of course Baal Ta'akhir doesn't apply. If you're not bringing it as a Karban, there's no deadline. There's no deadline to talk of. So Amar Rav Sheshas clarifies and he says, Li'olam l'miute chilufei ola ushlamim. Really it's coming to refer to swapping of ola ushlamim. So we had explained above that when you try to swap Ola and Shlamim, you bring the Ola and the Shlamim, and you bring the animal that you attempt to swap with it. V'achav ma'eskinan. And what are we talking about specifically? Kigon sh'avra olav shnei regalim v'humam. We're talking about a situation where two regalim passed. Again, we're talking now within the Man De'Amar who holds that Baal Ta'akhir has a deadline of three regalim. So now, you had to bring this Shlamim, let's say. Two regalim passed, and now this item gets a mum, right? So it can no longer bring brought as a karban because it has a mum on it. This specific sheep, let's say, or a specific cow that you were going to bring as a shlamim or as an ola. So it is now has a mum. So now you swapped it, or you moved its kedusha onto another animal. And now, and now one more holiday passes. So Salka Daita Chamina, you might have thought that Ho'el Mikoach Kama Kasi, since this animal, its Kedusha derives from the first animal who had had a mum and who swapped its Kedusha on, so therefore Kaman Dovro of Gilmur Regalim Dami, so then it's as if that three Regalim have passed, it inherits the status, inherits the past two Regalim of the, for purposes of Baal Ta'akhir from its from the animal that it got kedusha from. Kamash Malan, no. He who v'lo chilufav. Our pasuk is coming to teach you that Baal Ta'akhir applies to each animal specifically, and it doesn't an animal that derives its kedusha from a predecessor animal doesn't inherit the accrued regalim of that predecessor animal. You start fresh and you count three regalim. Once this animal now has kedusha, that's kamash one. That's who v'lochi wufav. Fine. That's how Rav Sheshas explains that drasha. Problem is that assumed that Baal Ta'akhir has a deadline of three regalim. The Gemara says it with Rabbi Meir, Damar Kevan Shavrolav Regel Echad over Baal Tacher. What about Rabbi Meir, who says the deadline for Baal Tacher is one regel, So how are you going to explain the Huvelo Chilufav? When did this animal get a mum, right? What are you talking about? Inheriting the count of regalim of the predecessor animal. It only had one regel. Ma'ikla Meimer, what are you going to say? Amarava Hachav Ma'eskinan Kagon Shehumam Betocha Regel. So according to Rabbi Meir, you'll have to explain it, that you had an animal that you were going to bring a shlamim, or noah. You brought it to Yerushalayim, half of Pesach now has occurred, and you're in the middle of Chol Moed, and now it gets a mum. And so you move its kedusha onto a new animal. And so the question is, that new animal, does that get a new regel? Can you wait till Shavuos to bring it? Or does it inherit the count of its predecessor, and it's running against a deadline of a few more days till the end of Sukkah of Pesach. So again, it got its mum in the middle of the regel, and now you move its kedusha onto another animal. Acher, he adds, v'avar alav haregel, and now Pesach ends. Salka daita chamina, I might have thought hol mikoch kama kasi, since it got its kedusha from its predecessor, from the Ola that you were going to, or the Shlam that you were going to bring last, before it got its mum, Kaman davar alea kulei regel dami. It's as if an entire regel passed, and you're over Baal Tacher. Kamash malan, you get another whole regel, you can wait until Shavuos and bring this as a karban. That's the limit according to Rebbe Meir. Good. The next one of the other drushes we had from this pasuk was v'haya b'chachet, that it should be a chet for you if you're over Baal Tacher, it counts as a lav against you. V'lok b'karbanecha chet, and it doesn't invalidate the karban. The animal can still be brought as a karban. Gemara answers v'amehacha nafka. Is this the source for that halacha? Midacher nafka. We learned it elsewhere from a brisa in the name of Achirim, Ditanya, Achirim Omrim. We have a brisa that says Achirim Omrim. The other Chachamim say, Yachol Yehi Bechor Sh'av Rashnaso Kipsuei HaMukdashim V'yifsol. You might think that a Bechor that is more than a year old is Pasul, meaning a Bechor has to be brought within a year, right? We said that it has Baal Tacher applied. So, but Bechor, well, I'm not sure why he says shnaso here, as opposed to the three regalim that we've been talking about.
Because for a bechor, it's the age thing.
Has to be a year old, doesn't it?
Has to be.
It's an age thing. It's his year.
It's year. It doesn't follow the normal rules of Baal Tacher.
No.
Doesn't have to be a year old to be brought.
Oh, it has to be a year old to be brought to begin with. Is that what we're saying?
No, I think it has to be less than a year old. It has to be older than 30 days and less than a year.
I think, right?
So if it's older than 30 days and less than a year,
but I would have thought that the deadline is the Baal Tacher of our that we've been talking about, three regalim.
Yeah, it is, but the
there's also the limit that it has to be less than a year.
Maybe both of them.
Born the day, let's say the day before Pesach, right? Mm-hmm. So it can't be brought for. Yeah, I can't figure it out. I thought I could figure out a way to make that go after the three regalim, but I guess not.
I'm not sure. Okay, but this Bryce, at least in the name of Achirim, is assuming there's a deadline for a Bechor, right? And we're saying you might have thought that after its deadline, its Pasul, it can't be brought as a carbon at all. Talmud Omer, V'achalto v'nei Hashem Elkecha, ma'asar digan chot yoroshchav yitzarecha, uv'choros b'karecha v'tzonechecha. It talks about Bechor in the context also of Ma'iser. Makish Bechor lo Ma'iser. Linking Bechor to Meiser, ma Meiser eino nifsal mishana lechaverta. Just like Meiser doesn't lose its status, doesn't become Pasul, doesn't lose its status as Meiser after a year, because the Pasuk, as Rashi points out, is Mikseh Shalashan, you have a 3-year deadline for Meiser. Af Bechor eino nifsal mishana lechaverta. So too a Bechor is not Pasul after its year is up. Meaning, So if that's true by Bechor, it should be true by other Karbanos also, that just because it misses its deadline doesn't mean it's possible. You should still be able to bring it as a Karban. So why did you need our Gemara to bring that, to derive that halacha from our Pasuk of Bahaya B'chachet, that the chait is yours, you get a lav, but the carbon itself, is the animal itself, is not possible to bring as a carbon. You should have learned it from this pasuk, or from the halacha of achirim in the context of bechor. The right answer is itzrich. No, you need it to teach it separately for all other carbonos in our pasuk. Salkadai techamina, you might have thought honey mili bechor. That's only true by a bechor. Delav baharzahu. A bechor is not a classical carbon in the sense that it's brought as a present to Hashem specifically to because of a chait you did, or because of some neder that you promised, or as a present to Hashem in the classical carbon sense. A bechor is a separate matana that's kind of outside of the confines of hartzah, of kapara, or as a present. Bechor is in its own category, and therefore you might have thought that just because a bechor doesn't become pasul after its deadline, that doesn't necessarily apply to all other karbanos. Aval kadshim de bnei hartzah ninu eim lo lirtzu, but maybe kadshim, which has this idea of a supplication, of a expiation of a chait, or of the present. So maybe if you miss the deadline, it loses that character, and it loses your ability to bring it as a hartzah. Kamash malan, our pasuk of v'haya b'cha chait teaches you that the chait is yours. You're over a lav for bal ta'acher, but it doesn't mean that you can't bring this carbon. You still can bring the carbon. It's not pasul inherently after the passage of Baal Ta'acher.
Is it the animal itself is not possible and can be brought for a different korban, or is it that you are still able to bring this whatever?
I think you're still able to bring the shlamim.
Just because you missed the deadline, you can still bring it.
Yeah, you're over a lav. You're over a lav for Baal Ta'acher, but you still bring it as late. Okay.
Shkach.
20 minutes.